They say you are who you hang with. It's no coincidence I wanna hang with you. Rise and fall together and travel is better in two. Sometimes it feels like a magnet, the way the crazy always sticks with its own kind.
Welcome.
Woohoo! How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm living. That's a good thing. We're all living. How are you?
Doing good.
Yes. I'm excited for tonight. We're kind of jumping out of the box a little bit. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's tell everybody who we got. Who we have. Yeah.
So we've got Joseph Carella with us. And he is a Broadway performer, and Joseph started dance at the age of 7 and has learned so much about the incredible benefits dancing it out can bring, can provide for your body and mind. His mission is to share that message with as many people as he can. Most importantly, he believes in positive movement and inspiring adults to get up, move, create, and have fun. Dance and the arts as a whole has genuinely saved his life, and he hopes to help others by sharing his experience. Welcome, Joseph, to the stage.
Yay.
Hi. And he's super fun because we've been having so much fun behind the scenes. Like, see,
right?
I'm ready to dance.
He like brings so much energy.
Yeah, we were having fun before. That was
Fun. So it's gonna be like just picking up right where we left off. Hi, Joseph.
Hi. Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to chat.
We are super excited. Like I was told before we even got on, it's kind of out of our box, right? Because usually we have psychics, mediums, astrologers. So it was like, this is so new for us. We have someone who enjoys dance and encourage everybody to stay tuned, listen in. We're going to do readings at the end of the show, but Joseph's going to share just kind of how dance influences your mind and body, because I think that's super important right now with the state of the world and where people are at. I know in my own personal people and the readings I've had, there's a lot of turmoil out there. And so we are so excited to have you on, Joseph.
Yay. Thank you, guys. Yeah, I mean,
your story. How, what, how, when, why, where, how?
Well, like you were saying before, like, dance is, to me, has been, it connects me to the universe. It connects me to my spirit guides. It connects me to my higher self. And I'm so grateful I learned that at a younger age, because I started dance when I was 7, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona originally. And I just feel like I've been here before on this, mm-hmm. on this round ball. And I was put into assist a family, shall we say, that there was just a lot of things going on that were so against what I like beliefs. Like I grew up very religious, and I just want to state this. This is just my journey and my experience. But I there was just a lot of things that I didn't really believe for me at a young age. The thing is obviously I was a kid, and I'm so grateful that I found dance at a young age, because that was the thing that helped me connect to myself and helped me continue to move forward. You know, and I would not be sitting here. Truly, I would not be sitting here if it weren't for dance. And I try to just, you know, I wanted to be a Broadway performer, and I wound up doing that, and did national tours. There's a lot of things that I wound up doing as a professional dancer, professional performer. But I got into teaching when the universe was like, it's time to teach. And it just wound up, long story long, it wound up happening. And I was like, let's give it a try. And it was teaching adults. And I had never, not once did I want to do that prior.
No.
And I'd never, not once.
Not one time.
Not once on my dream board was there that idea.
Teach.
And I actually used to hate it. Honestly, gotta speak the truth.
Yeah.
But I started teaching, and I started teaching adults dance fitness. And I'm so grateful I did that, because that's really, really changed the course of my life. I fell in love, and I wound up feeling more creative, and I could hear the universe say that this is what I needed to do. And so I stopped performing and put my best foot forward and created a dance fitness program called 567 Broadway, which is a dance fitness class for adults to Broadway music. And it's for all levels. And I just really have continued to put all of that forward and listen to my heart and trust that. I choreograph as well. I love choreographing. I love the arts overall. And it's, you know, with, again, I try to share what I've learned along the way with the power of moving, connecting to music, sweating, getting your heart rate out, taking care of your body and mind. Like there's all the, there's so many things and levels into it, but really try to just encourage people to dance it out. When in doubt, dance it out. That's like,
your slogan? When in doubt,
yeah. Dance it out. Something I've seriously have done my whole life. Whenever I'm feeling lost or scared, I have a lot of anxiety. Like you were saying before, there's a lot going on right now and a lot of emotions. Dance. I can't encourage you enough at home to dance. Your bedroom, your kitchen. We were talking about dancing in the kitchen. Dancing in the kitchen is the best. It's the best.
Let me just tell my listeners, like, I don't just say that because Joseph on, like, I even have a sign back there. You really can't see it, but it says this kitchen is for dancing. And I was telling Joseph before we even came on that after I went through a breakup, I wanted to manifest the perfect relationship that I wanted down to personality and everything. And on my list was someone who would dance in the kitchen with me. So cue video Cassie. And there we are. See, and just watching, doesn't this make your heart swell?
They're just, it's magical. Look at you laughing and, you know.
So
you can feel that connection. It connects people. It does. It's really beautiful.
It does. Thanks, Cassie. You can take it. That's my moment because I got my dancing in the kitchen. So it's something that I do that I love to do. And I think it's super cool too, like to tie it into what we do spiritually. Mm. Like sometimes when I'm getting ready for a reading, you know, when you're getting ready for a reading, it's about raising your vibration. So how do you raise your vibration? So we're talking energy, right? And so sometimes I turn up the music and I just dance, and that makes you, so raising your vibration is about making yourself happy and getting yourself into that space where your vibration is high, especially if you've had a rough day, things aren't going all right for you. And I just throw on the music and just start dancing around, and then I can get prepared for a reading. So that's one of my.
That's tricks. Awesome. Yeah. And you're moving energy as you, you know, and my husband last night, he just got like he just started like dancing, like a burst of dance energy. And I was like, you good? Like, you good? And he was like, I think I am. Like, it was, you know, and I love it. You know, what's funny is we have a sign in the kitchen that says, we only dance in this kitchen.
Really?
Yeah. One of my students gave it to me a long time ago. And I've always put it in my kitchen.
See,
because it's true.
I brought it in here for you, but you can't even see it. But it does say this kitchen is only for dancing. Because I don't cook. I just dance.
It's the heart of that. I think it's because the kitchen is like the heart of a home. And
is that what there's you think?
There's something, because I don't like, I've been trying to figure out, especially during this pandemic and being at home a lot. I have danced in my kitchen a lot. I've danced in my home a lot in general. Yeah. But like that kitchen is, I don't know, like I'm doing turns. My husband thinks I'm going to hurt myself. So.
We love it. I was going to ask you back when you were talking about like at seven, who promoted dance for you? Who led you down that track?
Yeah. So my brother dances and he's my older brother dances. And so I grew up watching that. And I wound up like going to the Nutcracker and seeing everybody in the Nutcracker. And I just fell in love with the magic of the arts watching that. But I also did, I went to a private school growing up. And I think in second grade, I wound up getting introduced into doing musicals. And a teacher that I had did an after-school musical theater program. And you're like, well, second grade is a long time ago now. But I remember I was like, I got to do this. Like, this has to happen. And I did that. And that's when I fell in love with musicals specifically that. And so that just when I love something, I will do whatever I can to continue that love and continue to make that happen. That's always why I encourage people to, you know, with what you were saying, I know for me, movement helps me understand life. It helps me hear clears out that energy. It helps me to, and it helps open the doors. And I really just try to encourage people to tap into that, to like, because all of us have, I do believe we all have like a compass that is guiding us. It's just a matter of like listening to that and really understanding what that is. And I know, again, dance for me, dance, movement, music, those are things that really help. Just, I'm like, ah, yes, that's the voice. I know that voice. Yes. And you know, while the clutter of the world are in my brain, I'm like, oh, okay, now I know what I need to do.
Yeah. What inspires you about teaching others?
Sharing that magic. Like Cherry that, magic. Yeah. That is, I think, especially to adults, I really feel like that's it, this chapter in my life. That's what I'm meant to be doing.
Meant to be doing.
Yeah. Cause again, it was never on my dream board. And so to have that, but I do feel like this is the chapter and I feel like I'm just getting started with it. But I love in figuring out ways to inspire people. And I've dealt with so many different types of adults really that have come in and never danced before, people that have danced, the emotions, there's a lot of emotions and there can be. And there was one specific story that just kind of also is a reason why you never know what someone's going through. So that's one thing. Somebody might have a big smile and you don't know what's happening that even just took them to get there. Or somebody might be quiet and you have no clue what each person is going through. And even virtually as I teach, that's another thing. But there was a one student before we went into lockdown many years ago, there was a student that came in to class and she was, you know, very kind of quiet. We talked a little bit before, but after class, she came up to me and it was a moment I'll never forget. And she said, I just want to thank you so much because this is the first time that I felt present in my body. I lost my daughter a couple of years ago and this is the first time that I felt joy. And she started crying. I started crying. And this isn't just like jazz hands, a musical theater. Like, you know, it can't, like, I love camp. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of, we are dancing through life. We're dancing through this journey here on this round ball that is, you know, floating and moving. There is and dance to me, that magic. I want to share that magic of what that can do for someone's life. And I don't have the answers. All I do know is like, if you dance, I'm telling you, there's something that it's going to help you open those answers.
Yeah, it does something to your soul. I don't know. That's what I think, right?
I can feel it now. Like,
it's just like the energy.
It's hard for me to sit still. Let me tell you, when I have to sit and do this, I'm like, and I've had to learn to be like, okay.
I tell my clients, you know, you got it. So many people are stuck, right? And I know it's easy for us to say, you have to choose to be happy and you have to choose what makes you happy. And you got to like get unstuck and do so. Like, dance is a perfect little tool. Like, get up and dance, move, like you said, move the energy, right?
Well, and
what other benefits do you think dance is?
Like, like, use it to feel all those emotions, you know? What I do tell people and that take class, like, what are you feeling today? Bring it to the dance floor. You know, and there's moments where I'm like, if you feel like crying, cry. Because there's something about, you could be dancing the most joyful song and suddenly you're like, ooh, I have something's coming up. And I'm like, go with it. It's a safe space. And I just encourage people to just try to tap into that emotion safely. But just like even verbalize, like that's why I encourage people to sing in class, because it's not just like, I'm just saying, sing. There is something about using your voice when you're moving and you're connecting to the music, it just helps open you up even more.
Yeah. It's all about that heart chakra. Like, it just kind of, for those who know chakras, it like opens all that up. And it's funny because we can tie it into even like people who've lost loved ones, they connect through music, right? It's a connection. Because I know my dad passed away like 30 years ago, but I connect through music with him. So anytime songs come on, I feel him and I experience him through the music. So it's a great, 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 great tool. Great tool.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. Like, music, I try to remind people too. Well, I have to, by reminding other people, I remind myself too. So let me just say that there is something as we continue to just all the talking does help remind me more and more, help me understand it more and more myself. Yeah. But music is, the creation of music is incredible. it isn't, now we're just like on our phone. We're like, okay, what do I want to listen to? Ariana Grande. Like, or like, it's so easy to access music, but the piano, the creation of the piano, a guitar, even technology and bringing all of that together to create it on a different level is absolutely magical. Yeah. And I just try to remind people, like, you know, listen to those beats, hear the drum. Like, these things didn't just magically come together overnight. It has taken hundreds of years to be where we are right now. And that's a really incredible thing.
It is. I think one of the magical parts, because I teach too, and you might get this, like, to see a student where they start and then where they end up. Like, that to me is super magical, right?
I just hit my head. Yes, no, it's because I feel that. There's been people that have come into class. There's one student I love, and I'm going to say her name because she knows. She's been taking with me for like 8 years. Fran, love her so much. When she took class for the first time 8 years ago, I thought she hated class. I was like, we're coming back. Is one of my most devoted students. Like, she is there, and I thought she hated class. And it's been interesting to watch her transform and connect to music and everything. And many, she's just one of many, but I totally feel you on that.
You feel like some come to you so broken, and then as you lead them and guide them and show them, they just blossom into this. It's an amazing journey to watch when you're a teacher, right?
And some people will come to me and they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't taking class, life's been busy. I'm like, if I'm just a chapter in your life, like, this is the stepping stone to something else. That's amazing. I'm like, there's no apology. There's no apology needed. So it is beautiful to see people come in and see them come to life. And then, we're all on a journey.
We're all on this journey together and alone. Like, it's just crazy. I love the sentiment behind, it's not just about the body for your classes, it's body and mind. Like, I think that's super. So take us through what someone would experience taking one of your classes. Like, tell us what it's like, tell us what it's about.
I mean, I really, first and foremost, I create a safe space. Like, it is a safe space. It's for all levels. And I have worked extremely hard to fine tune that and the program itself, and to understand and see what music works together. I think that's for me, there's a lot of behind the scenes that goes on. I love what I do and I'm very passionate, but it does take a lot of fine tuning. And so the songs that I pick are all for a reason. And so the first part of class is act one. So that's your main show. It's called act one, and it's nonstop cardio dance and follow along. But the main thing is that's your main show that you do every week. So I change numbers out every so often. And that also is to help, just so you know what you're getting when you walk into class. I know for me, there's some things that I just need a little bit of knowing, not all the constant, like, challenging my mind over and over again. Obviously, if you're new to class, it will take a moment to learn. But once you learn it, that's your show that you got to perform 8 shows a week. And then for the second part of class, we do a different combination, and I break it down and I call that the workout performance. Okay. So you're going to really perform that. And I encourage people to get creative all throughout class in general. I encourage people that, but I encourage people to find workout costumes, or what do you have at home that you could use for this combo that we're doing specifically. And, you know, it's really incredible to see people, especially virtually. That was a new thing that I never imagined would happen, but to watch people virtually from around the world. I have people from Australia, Canada, UK, all over. And for them to come together virtually, community is important. And it's been really beautiful to see people come together virtually in a way that I never
thought.
Imagined. Nope.
And I think that's the one thing that came out of COVID, even for like us, we've all had to kind of go virtual and try to figure out what that looks like. But our reach is so much further now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
At first, be like, who wants to do that virtually? Right? It was a growth process for me
too. I'm not going to lie. In the beginning of the pandemic,
like, how is this going to work, right?
I was not in a good, like, I was like, the world, I went, unfortunately, and it brought up a lot of things that I needed to work on, but it was really, I love being around people, and to pull me away like that and to suddenly just be like, you know, we all experience this in different ways, but I was slightly depressed. So I created a YouTube channel prior to the pandemic, and a workout video, but people were like, why are you doing, because I did so much in-person classes, they're like, why are you doing a YouTube channel? And I was like, I feel the universe is telling me you gotta do this. And even the workout video, people are like, oh, that's so old school of you. You're doing a workout video. Like 80s. Like, oh,
is that so
like, 80s. Like Richard Simmons and Jane Fonda, who I love and adore, by the way. That's why. But I'm so glad I did, because then the pandemic hit and I had all this content up already online. However, I went into like a little bit of a depression, and I was getting messages from people saying, oh my God, these videos are helping me so much. And I was like, this is such a weird, I feel so like, what is happening? Like, you know, and you're like, I'm glad I did it, but it was that helped me. People don't understand how much that helped me. And then it actually helped me to get back on my feet eventually, and then start figuring out how to do virtual stuff, which was so stressful. Which was so stressful.
It is. People don't understand. Yeah. Some of you guys understand. It was really, really stressful. But now we're kind of all glad that we're here, because we now.
Oh, I love it.
You can touch people from so many more people than you ever would have even thought. Right.
Yeah.
I love that people are talking about their favorite musical, Sound of Music. Like, I'd love to hear that everybody loves dancing. So there's something for everyone with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's in these shows, these musicals really. Yeah. You know, touch your lives in many different ways. Sound of Music, Phantom of the Opera was one for me. That's what really, I was like, I want to be on Broadway. Like, I saw it in seventh grade and I was like, this is it. This is where I'm going. You know, like,
where did the name come from? 5, 6, 7.
So, because 5, 6, 7, 8. So 5, 6, 7, 8. And then I was like, as I was going through different names, I was like, 5, 6, 7, Broadway. I love it. I don't know. But, and then I created other programs like 5, 6, 7 Hollywood, 5, 6, 7 Pop. But I believe in the power of music. So the power of connecting to music and what music can do is essential for me, and at least what I do with workouts. I love, if you're playing bad music while I'm working out, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me personally.
Yeah.
So put on some Chicago the Musical or Britney Spears. Those are very opposite, but hey, you know,
but we're still working.
Works for me.
When I go dancing around my house, it's a toss up between Broadway and like, well, switch
Rihanna.
You're just like, well, whatever.
I love it. I mean, I'm all over the board. All over.
Are you?
I go from like Barbra Streisand to like, you know, Ariana Grande. Like, it is just all. And then I have like a record of Peggy Lee. Like, I'm because I love music. So I love music from all, you know, 50s up.
All genres.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genres.
Yeah. No, genres.
That sounds exactly genres. Like my music album.
I mean, you got good taste.
Just see our playlist. It's crazy.
Wait, you guys, I have to tell you something really quick.
Tell us.
So I just found out on TikTok the other day that the younger generation is starting to say, if you're born before the 2000s, my husband laughs at me that I talk about this. If you're born before the 2000s, that you're from the 1900s. So you were born in the 1900s.
Yes, I saw that.
I saw that as well.
How old is that? I was born in the 1900s.
I get it. Like, they're like, let's just sum it all up. But like, Rhea, no. I'm not from 1905.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in there.
No, it's
that has nothing to do with dance.
No, it's so true, though.
It is true.
We got Esther, Seven Bridges for Seven Brothers is one of her favorites. Michelle, hello from High School Theater Greek. Yay, geek.
Oh, hi.
Yeah,
I'm looking at all this.
You took our granddaughter to see Hamilton.
I mean, talk about amazing. And has anybody seen Encanto? Please, if you
the
have
movie?
Not seen, oh yeah, another lemon. Well, it is amazing. You have
is
to
it?
See
yeah,
Encanto
seen
or Tick Tick Boom. There's tons of stuff. Yeah,
Brides. I love it. Okay, so
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
I know.
What'd you say?
How do people find
There was one, if I can share this one story, there was one reading that I did, and it was like, soon as I started, like lyrics from The Sound of Music came into my head, and I was like, somebody's got a correlation to The Sound of Music and Austria. And I was like, and in my head, I'm going, that's just where the the show was filmed, blah, 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 whatever. And as soon as I said that, the girl was like, yeah, that's me. Like, she was like, and she wasn't actually allowed to give me feedback until the end of the reading, but like, because it was a class, but she was like, the moment you said that, I knew the reading was for me.
Oh,
yeah.
And I was like,
is that like music, like universal language? It's just,
of course. It's just, yeah. It's such an awesome.
And that's the thing that I love about like music, you know, it pulls people together.
It pulls
all different types of people together. Dancing can do that.
And dancing can do that.
I just want to encourage anybody, if your heart is telling you to dance, even if it's not, I hope that it maybe will nudge you to just dance. Try it. Give it a try. And I know for me, I teach live stream classes, and you can dance with me at 567broadway.com. So you can find out more information there. But like, and I have stuff on YouTube or the workout video, but there's just, I've worked very hard to create ways to get you moving from your home and in a safe space. And I just can't encourage you enough to tap into that. And I know for me, I love live stream classes. I take live stream workout classes myself because I love connecting that way. So I have that, but then there's some people that love just only doing pre-recorded stuff and they're happy with just doing the YouTube channel. So there's many different ways to connect. So I just want to encourage you to do that in any way you can.
Yeah. And movement it's so important, especially during these times. Move your body. I think it releases endorphins, like go move. Like
these last couple of years have been obviously wild to say the least, but it has been really, there's been a lot of growth. And I know when in doubt, dance it out is one of the, like, again, I can't encourage that enough. That has always been a helpful way to open the energy and open the door to whatever else is out there to help you as well.
Yeah.
Because there's something about it. It just kind of gets everything going. And also more importantly, takes care of your body. And your mind.
Body and mind, right?
Which is important. Yeah.
That is. And soul too, because it's a big connection. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm all about raising your vibration. So I think it all ties in one big. Does your husband dance? I have to know.
Yes. He was, my husband and I met in an audition for Hairspray long ago now. Yeah, he's a Broadway performer. Now he's an attorney. So yay. Oh. he's always been, I think that's what I've always liked about him is that when we went on our first date, he went to a really good school, and I never went to college, but he could tell that he's very smart. And I was like, oh, I like that. Like, I was like, oh, I like that. I thought he was just a performer, and he has, you know, hence now he's an attorney. He's been a practicing attorney for 9 years now. Gosh,
wow.
Long time ago. Yeah. So he for sure dances. Yeah. He loves dancing.
He loves dancing too.
Oh, loves it. He's always, but I think he does have that intellectual side. So sometimes when I'm like,
when you're dancing,
he's like, calm down. Like sometimes I'll be like, look, I'm like a child. Sometimes I'm like, look at me, look at me. And I'll be doing like some move, and he'll be like, really?
I think me and my boyfriend are the same. He'll want to dance when I've got laundry to get done, the dishes to get done. I'm like, I got stuff to get done. I don't have time to dance right now.
But he's the exact same way. And then I like pass out, and then I'm like, I'm tired.
Yes.
I exert so much energy, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready.
I'm done. I'm going to have to take a class. I want to take one. I think it's really cool that there's no excuses. You can do it from your home. You can do it, right?
Yeah.
Plug in to something. Just plug into something. Move your body.
Absolutely.
Get some walking.
Absolutely.
Dance. Move.
Move.
All right.
Move. Shimmy. You can shimmy.
Shimmy.
There. You know what I think? I really realized. Yeah, like I think because I'm always like, what is it about a shimmy that I love? I mean, there's something, if when you start doing this, especially with a group of people, you're like, ooh, and there's something, but I think it's because you're moving the energy. You're just like, oh yeah, like a dog when a dog shakes it out.
They're like, ooh.
Because why is this move so, like, I don't know. It feels right.
I love
jazz
it.
Jazz hands, for sure.
No jazz hands. No jazz hands in your head. There has to be jazz hands.
There has to be.
There has to be jazz hands. Oh, so we're probably at the top of the hour, the bottom of the half hour, I guess is how you would say it. So we're taking questions. We're going to do some pull card reading. So if you've got a question you want us to pull a card for, this is the time to start flooding the comments so that we can see you.
Yes.
If you're on TikTok and you're wanting me to pull a card, I just need your name. So maybe what state you're from, and we'll do a shout out for you guys. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's exciting. I love what you do.
What do you miss about Broadway? What do you miss about performing? Anything?
It's weird. I mean, I think I currently, I love what I do right now. So it's, I really don't think about performing too much. I feel like I have to perform a lot in a way still, but not in a different way. People will be like, are you going to ever perform again? And if the universe is nudging me, I definitely will. And there kind of seems to be kind of a nudge again, but I love choreographing. I love working with actors. I love being a part of the action, any way I can, but teaching for sure is the chapter I am majorly writing.
Crazily, from someone who didn't want to. What about children? What about teaching children?
Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. You have to, I mean, I think you gotta be like a teacher that knows how to kids. Bring I get like, I get overwhelmed. I'm like, I don't know how, like I get exhausted. So congrats. I give a round of applause to parents of kids. Because that's an energy filled,
What's go ahead, Cassie? Do you have something? No, I was gonna say, what's your favorite musical? I gotta know that too.
My favorite musical.
Top three.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This is musical theater talk. I mean, I love Chicago the Musical, even though people are like, you know, I think Chicago was way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I do love West Side Story. I think West Side Story, when it first came out, way ahead of its time. And I'm trying to think of like a modern day musical. I love Waitress the Musical. So when that cast recording came out, I fell in love with the cast recording and then saw it. And I was like, I love it even more. I have to have thrown one more, and it's called Six the Musical. I was on a cruise recently, and Six the Musical was on the cruise. It was on the Norwegian Bliss. And I found love. I found love with the musical, and I can't stop listening to the cast recording now.
Really?
So, yeah.
It's called Six.
Six the Musical. It's basically like it's a Hamilton version in its own way, but it's a pop concert about the wives of Henry VIII. Oh. So the six wives of Henry VIII.
And kind of,
it's something that I did not expect to like. Like I was like, I know people like this musical, like it's on Broadway, West End, it's done a lot. But I don't know. Like, when am I gonna? The rest of the cruise, my husband and I could not stop singing every song. And I learned some history along the way. About the wives of Henry VIII.
Aren't they the ones that got beheaded? It's like Anne Boleyn.
Divorced, beheaded, survived. I know it just because of the songs, like a child. I know it. I learned a lot.
Oh my gosh, you've been a hoot. It's been so fun. Thank you for coming on. I think it's so fun. You hang out with us while we do readings?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll hang out?
I'm excited for that. Yes.
See how it goes. All right, we're going to pull people at random. We're just going to pull cards. And I got TikTok too. So,
yes.
Let me see. So let me answer Cindy really quick. Cindy, I wish she would talk to my family. What do I need to do? So I don't do mediumship on the podcast, and I'll tell you why. Y'all, mediumship, when you're connecting to your loved ones on the other side, like do yourself a favor and book a reading so you get my undivided attention. It's too hard for me to try to do it and run a podcast at the same time because I really literally have to check out and go to another space. So I typically won't do a mediumship. Like I already feel a dad hanging out with me, but it's super hard to be paying attention to comments, you guys, and trying to connect at the same time. So do yourself a favor. If you are in a stuck space emotionally and you can't move past your grief, reach out to me on the redcouchmedium.com and just book a session and I will help you. I promise. Do yourself a favor. There's probably people on the chat that have had one for me who can attest to what it's like. Like that's what you want. You want a private away from just trying to validate information on a chat, it makes it really, really difficult too. So I just wanted to put that out there why I choose not to do them on a podcast.
Right.
So fair enough. Fair enough. Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes. Fair enough.
All right. So you got it.
All right. So we've got Terry Phillips.
Hi, Terry.
I think the first one that dropped a comment.
Name is Terry. So I'm going to use Cassie's favorite deck, but it's also my favorite deck, so I always steal it, and I'm going to do I always call dibs first on the universe has your back, so you'll have me and Cassie pulling from two different decks because I stole this one from her. Sorry. So that tells me you're probably going to use your crystal deck, yes?
I'm using my sacred geometry deck.
Okay, that was close. Sacred geometry. Yeah. Are you ready, Joseph?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Ready to watch the magic happen?
Hey, yes, Terry. Please.
All right, I'll pull a card for you, Terry. Woo! Let's see.
I pulled the card for discernment.
Go ahead. Oh, go. Good job. Go ahead. I'll let you start.
Sorry. I didn't mean to just jump in. I feel like there's a little bit of it, there's a point of view, just kind of like really, I feel like you kind of have a couple different things that are kind of circling around you right now, and a couple different offers that are coming your way, or a couple different like paths that you could kind of take. And I feel like you just really need to be in that space of really just paying very close attention to which road, like making sure that all the facts are there before you make a decision, making sure that all the pieces are there, that you're actually seeing them in the right light, because I feel like sometimes like the emotions can kind of get in the way and then cloud the judgment. And then you're making the decisions more on the emotions instead of what things are. And so I just really, I feel you could really benefit just from, you know, just kind of taking that step back and just really reading the situation just from the facts. Here are the facts.
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 Facts. Thanks. All right. I'm going to go in. And I know I just said I don't do mediumship readings, and I do not. But Terry, I know, lost a daughter. So I pulled a card from Talking to Heaven, the James Bond Prog deck, just to give you a little message from her. And the card I pulled says, if I'd only know then what I know now, I would have lived my life differently. And that's kind of crazy how we pulled that card, because I know the whole situation. So lots of love coming to you from her. But a card for you, Ms. Terry. The card I pulled from The Universe Has Your Back is, I'm a spirit having a human experience. I'm here to get closer to love. So I know that you've been through a lot of tragedy, and then you're still trying to pick up the pieces of life, right? And that things haven't always gone so smoothly, but I want you to know that you're on the right path, and you're doing the things that you need to do to pull yourself up out of it. Remember, the highest vibration is love. So just keep working every day to reach that place of unconditional love, forgiveness, acceptance, like all of those things, so that you're not stuck in this vibration, that you're raising it to the higher vibration. And like Joseph says, get up, dance. It'll make you feel better. It'll pop off those endorphins. It's good for your mind and your body and your soul in this case, right? So I would tell you, for the new year, it's working on kind of forgiveness and acceptance. Those are the two keywords that I'm getting for you. And remember, the universe has your back, and we were a soul first, and we're here to have lessons and experiences here on this earth plane. And they're not always easy. And I know you've had a hard time with it, but just know lots of love coming to you. Okay. All right. Next. There you go.
All right.
Yay. Who we got next?
Are we pulling just?
Yeah, you're going to pull from Danielle from California on TikTok. We'll do that one. Danielle, California. Danielle, California, TikTok.
I got
Would he date an older her. Man? Nope, I got me an older, I got my man.
Got a lot really?
So I got a card for her.
Go ahead.
And the card I pulled was prosperity. And what it says is, the frequency of prosperity supports our feeling of well-being and allowing the allowing of everything that makes our mind body, heart, and soul, and spirit sing. So it invites us to express ourselves in joy and celebration of the abundance and riches of the universe. So this card, you know, I feel like it's not just talking about a prosperity or abundance as far as like your finances. I feel like it's talking about your life overall, just having an abundance of people, an abundance of friends, and your life is full. And that's the energy that I feel around it.
Yay. Yeah, that's good. It kind of goes along the card that I pulled. So the card that I pulled was, when I'm connected to my joyful presence, I attract support from the universe. And you know, it's so true. And I feel like I'm a broken record sometimes, because I keep telling you all, right? If we stay in a place of low vibration, which is like sadness, anger, you know, all the lower vibrational emotions, guess what? One of the laws of the universe, like attracts like, and guess what? That's the kind of stuff you're just going to continue to attract over and over. And you're going to feel very victim of life, right? Mm-hmm. Because nothing's going your way. So you really have to be an active participant in life, and you really have to choose joy. As cliche as that may sound, you've got to wake up every morning saying, I choose joy and I choose to be happy today. And I choose to search out ways to make me feel happy and fulfilled. And whatever's no longer serving you, it's time to release those things, because you're here to have a joyful experience.
I love
it. Joseph.
You guys, I don't care. Is it possible if I can get a card?
Yes, you can. We'll pull
yes, you can. Too.
I know your viewers are like, listen, you're taking up my my card moment.
No.
They're like, listen.
Not no, we're going to do you too, because it's so true. And I'm telling you, as you raise your vibration and you get to that space where your happiness comes from your insides, not from who's making you happy, life will change for you. And then you'll start to attract the great things in life.
Yes.
Try me. Put me to the test. I challenge you.
You're like, come at me.
Come like, at me.
Right?
I'm telling y'all, it works. It works. All right, we're pulling cards for Joseph.
Yeah, we are.
I'm excited. This is my move in this today. This is.
I know. You're right. Being such a good team player for hanging out with us. So
I love it. I love it. This is beautiful. It's beautiful to watch.
Yeah, go ahead, Cassie. I'll let you go first.
All right. The card that I drew is passion. The frequency of passion reminds us that beneath every intense emotion lies a hidden gem of insight, balance, and calm, which I think is very, I feel like that's very telling about you and your energy, because you don't just bring people, you know, to your studio or invite them in virtually by saying, hey, let's just get up and get a physical workout. You're saying, let's take care of all pieces and all parts of you. And I think that really is something that is driven through your passion and love for helping people. And so I feel like that's just kind of like perfect card for you.
I love it.
Yeah. Yay. All right, my turn. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dum, dum, dum. All right. And I just have to tell you, that story is so cool. All right. Anyway, here we go. And this is not a setup either. I'm going to say that right now. Anyway, I witness the darkest and call on the light with my prayer. Thank you, universe, for guiding me to perceive this fear through the eyes of the teacher of love. All right. So Joseph, what that speaks to me is like, your life has not always been easy. And like, there has been fear and I want to say restriction, or I don't know. I just feel like there's been thumbs down. Like there's a lot surrounding probably your entire journey and your life. And I just think it's so beautiful how you push past some of the fears that you had as in teaching, because I think that's what you were meant to do, to spread love. Right. And what better way to spread love is through teaching and connecting, and especially to the people who are hurting, because you're probably attracting some of that, and you know that they may not always say it, but they're looking for something and searching for belonging, and you've created this space of belonging. So I would encourage you. I think the big word in this card is fear, and you are meant to overcome for that which you are fearful of. So take inventory.
that feels, thank you, thank you, thank you. That means a lot.
Whatever you're afraid of, you're meant to overcome, and you're still meant to push through and do it. So don't let fear is our number one block.
Yeah.
Don't let that stand in your way.
I'm going to put that on my board so I see that. I love it. You guys, I'm gonna get going, but thank you so much. This
thank
is
you.
So
thank
great.
You. Thank
and I
you.
Know our paths will for sure continue to cross, but thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely. I hope you have a good thank evening. So thanks for joining us. You're all stay. We're still gonna do some reading, but we're gonna let you
yeah, do the readings, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye you guys.
Bye guys. Yay! Right. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was a little different outside of our box, but so cool. Let's keep reading. Yeah. We've got 15 minutes, so we can get some people done. How about Chris from the Colony?
Ooh. From the Colony.
Chris Ooh. From the Colony. Hello from there the Colony, is. Texas. You see it?
Oh, hang on. Oh. Oh, Chris from the Colony. There you go.
Yay. All right. I pulled a card for you, Chris. And so I think your message for this 2022 is the presence of love will always cast out fear. And there's a whole fear thing going on. So again, for you is taking inventory of the things that you're fearful of. Are you afraid to move that job that you're not happy at? Are you afraid to move through some relationships that maybe are holding you back or just aren't serving your highest good? So not to let fear be a block in your life, right? I teach all of my clients, you have to flow and grow through the universe. And if you are meeting resistance, then that's not where you're meant to be. So finding out what's keeping you stuck or what's keeping you in a resistance phase and reevaluate that, right? So we should all be flowing through this life and growing through it and growing through every experience. And so again, the presence of love will always cast out fear. So doing everything from a heart-centered space and a love space, I think will be good for you this year. All right. Cassie, what
Absolutely.
You got?
And I got the third eye chakra. And so I feel like for her, it's us what's going to help support her. Just going off of what you said is that she is going to be really taking that time to meditate and taking time to just kind of sit with your own thoughts and your own and being able to kind of clear, because I feel like there's so many thoughts going on right now and so many different fears that keep kind of coming in, that it's like the more you can just get comfortable in you and your own space, the more just it's going to relax you and it's going to make it easier for you to kind of regain that inner guidance system.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do Esther, and then we'll do Judy. Now we have quite a few people. Esther, then hey. Judy, we've got enough time for all y'all today. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So the card I pulled for you, listen closely. All right, here it is. My happiness is a direct reflection of my level of faith in the universe, right? So when you believe that the universe has your back, and when you believe the universe is kind of working in your favor, and you understand those laws of the universe, right? Then you'll sit in a place of faith. Like I'm at this point finally where I just trust. What's gonna happen is gonna happen and I can't control some of the things that are going to happen in life. So I flow, right? And I flow. And I just trust that every movement that I make, that the universe has my back, and that whatever door I close, it's because more doors were meant to be open for me. And that's probably the message I would have for you. I feel like there's some doors that need to be closed so that you can grow and flourish and have the right doors open up. All right. Absolutely. So I hope that kind of resonates with you. What do you got, Cass?
I got the solar plexus chakra, which solar plexus is, it's all about your sense of will, your willpower, your belief system in you, in the universe, and really being able to stand in that, in your own, on your own 2 feet and in your own power. And I feel like the more and more you're able to do that, it raises your confidence, and it's going to be something that like you're going to be able to have that level of, you know, this is like, it's going to help you set your boundaries a little bit.
Good job. Yeah. There. I like that. All right. We're going to take one from TikTok because I have Kip from Georgia. Hi, Kip from Georgia. Kip from Georgia. I'm going to pull a card. I pulled it for you already. Ah, all right. Here you go.
Go for it.
Gosh, this is all about faith and fear. It's a lot to this tonight. But my faith has the power to turn trauma into healing, conflict into growth, and fear into love. And it says that one card just says so much that you really have to have faith that you're a soul having a human experience, and everything around us that we're experiencing is for our highest good. And I know sometimes that's hard, especially we've had trauma and we've had loss. It's super hard to see it that way, but trust, we are growing from the experience. We are a soul first, right? And so have faith in the universe, have faith in the spirit world, have faith that there's so much more to this than we even know, right? And there's magic in this world that will help in your healing. It will help in your growth. So get spiritual, go within. I would meditate, I would read books, I would just grab all the knowledge you can, right? And then surrender to the faith of the universe has your back. And yeah, what you got, Cass?
I pulled the miracle card.
Miracle.
And it says the frequency of miracles supports our belief in ourselves as part of source and therefore our belief that anything is possible. And so just kind of as Tracy was saying, it's start believing in your, I feel like that belief starts with you, and then you have more confidence in the decisions and things you that lie ahead.
Yeah. Simple. So simple, but it's so powerful, right?
Yes.
All right. We got Judy in the house. Judy would like a card, please. Judy Webster Hunt. Yeah. Yay.
Yes.
All right, Judy, I'm going to pull a card for you too. What's the universe have to say? Oh, this card just jumped out at me, so I'm going to pull it. Okay. So I get true healing occurs when I give myself permission to feel whatever feelings live below the triggers. How important it. You have got to feel it to heal it. That's probably one of the first affirmations I ever said. You got to feel it to heal it. So a lot of times we like to stuff and push things down. And a part of your healing journey is to just get real with yourself, right? Get real with yourself. I would journal. I would go back through some of the things that have hurt you. And I would go back and feel those feelings and release. Crying is a good thing. Dancing is a good thing. Just try to release some of those negative emotions and then just get them out. And then I also tell you, during your healing process, you will be triggered. But I want you to really evaluate when you're triggered or you're feeling that triggered feeling to like sit, take a pause. And instead of reacting, going in and figuring out why am I triggered? Why am I feeling this way? What's right? I just feel there's a lot of unresolved trauma or there's a lot of unresolved hurt still sitting on the surface with you. So it's time to kind of dig in and go deep.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, and the card that I drew was compassion. And I feel like that is having compassion inwards on yourself. Cause I feel like a lot of the times we forget that. Mm-hmm. We tend to give so many everybody else outside of us those second chances, those extra, you know, okay, don't worry about it. We give all that to other people. But then when it comes to ourselves, we're like, oh no, that doesn't fly with me. And it's, yes, it does. And yes, it should. because we're all here human. And so go easy on yourself.
Yes. Good job. Okay. Go easy on yourself, Judy.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. There was joy up at the top somewhere. I saw Joy's name.
Yes.
Joy Sacco. I'd love a card, please. All right. I pulled one for you and it says, my capacity to tune in to the energy of love gives me, number one, the words I need when I'm ready to speak up, the compassion I need when it's time to forgive, and the power I need when I am lost. So So this card is a reminder that we hold the power, right? You are stronger than you think and more powerful than you believe, but you've got to know that. So know that you hold all the power within you, right? So pause, take a breath, know your power, understand your power. And from that, you'll have the right words to say in those situations that need it, right? You'll have the energy to love people who sometimes aren't lovable, right? And then you'll have the power you need when you're lost. You'll be able to find yourself again. So it's so cliche, but it's so true. Everything starts within you. So go in, right? And so meditate if you need to find the answers you're looking for, but everything starts within you and with your heart. And remember, lead with love, always lead with love. All right, go ahead, Kat, what you got?
I got the card, Soul Time. And so what this card asks is that you allow for the possibility of a new reality to emerge. And I feel like it's just sitting there a lot of the times. And I know, Tracy, you and I have talked about it several times, is people get lost in their stories. Yes. They get stuck in their stories. And sometimes we can get so focused on that story that we forget that there is a reality that can exist without that story. Mm-hmm. You learn from it, you heal from it, you grow from it, but then you have a new story.
You move forward.
And move forward. And so I feel like just giving yourself that time to heal and grow and just realizing that there is another story. There is another chapter that's coming up. Mm-hmm. So let's not end the book just yet or keep rereading the same chapter over and over. There's so much more. So
it's so true. Tagging on to that, sometimes we get attached to our story, becomes who we are, and it becomes our identity, and it does not have to be. Literally, your life is a book of chapters. Chapter one doesn't have to bleed into chapter 12. It just doesn't, right? It doesn't. You can close a chapter. You can evaluate the lessons. You can learn them so they're not repeated again, right? And then you go on to the next chapter, literally. Right? Your story doesn't have to carry you and be your identity, right? That's pretty much a victim mentality. And we want to get you into an empowered mentality, right? What has it done for me, right? So I wouldn't be here today without all the challenges of my chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? But I'm no longer a product of them, and I don't allow them to come into my life now, right? And dictate anything. Does that make sense? So I think that was good stuff. Good stuff for everybody to learn from. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we have room for probably one more. We have Candace. We'll do two. Candace and Erlene. Erlene.
Okay.
Erlene. So I'll do Candace first because I said that first and I pulled a card for her. And I got hope is the conduit for miracles. So don't lose faith, right? Everything happens as it's supposed to for a reason. Divine intervention, divine timing, flow. I can't encourage that enough. Flow. Resistance means it's not meant to happen. You're giving energy to something that shouldn't be. And that can be relationships. We can talk about jobs. Like if you're walking this plane, earth plane, miserable, then you got to start releasing things that are making you miserable, right? And then, right? And having a spiritual connection, even a religious connection, if that's the way you want to go, just believe in something, right? Hope. It's the conduit for miracles. What you got?
I actually pulled the remembrance card. Oh. And I feel like that it's one of those that the part on the card that stands out is that it is, we remember everything that the soul has gone and the body has gone through, and that provides us the valuable information so that we have the tools to flow gracefully and forward in this life. And so you can use those past experiences to learn from them. Don't forget mm-hmm. the lessons that you've learned and gone through, but mm-hmm. but grow from there. And I do love the image of this. It's just like
so pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Flow and grow, people.
Flow and grow, people. I'm gonna make t-shirts. Flow and grow. That's just my thing. Flow and grow. All right, we have one more. We're gonna close with Erlene. I hope I'm saying that right, Erlene. All right, and I pulled two cards for you, Erlene, because I know that you're struggling with the loss of your father. So I just wanted to pull a card from the James Brown Prod deck and give you a little message from him. And it is, I have become one of your guides. So trust, you know, that they're still very much around, right? My dad is one of my guides. So I talk to him every single day, even though it's been 30 years now, and allow him to guide me. So in those moments where you're looking for what to do, what to do, what to do, I would say, what would your dad do, right? And then sit and feel the answer, because he's right there trying to tap you on the shoulder to give you the directions that you're looking for, all right? So that's from him. But for you, focus on your inner light to see the world through the lens of love. So just continue to work on that beautiful heart that you have, the beautiful soul that you have. Continue to shine your light. Even though life can get hard, health can be a challenge sometimes, there's a lot going on. You remember the light being within you, right? And you shine that because you're meant to be here in this world and you're meant to spread your joy and your light. So I hope that all resonates. What you got, Cass?
Well, it's interesting because the card has a similar message. So this is the cosmic flower, and the cosmic flower activates our remembrance of the place we call home, the core from which we pour our magnificence out into the world. And so, I feel like that the home in this this particular card is her like actually,
yeah.
And then how you choose to let yourself grow and let yourself shine, and what you let people see. And the thing is you don't really need to hide who you are.
Yay.
It's okay for people to see you.
Yay. Love that. What beautiful messages we had tonight. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for being my co-host, Cassie. It's always so much fun.
Absolutely.
And thank you guys for listening, who's listening on Facebook, and for all of you guys who are out here on TikTok. We appreciate, we love you so much. If you need a reading, you can reach out to either me or Cassie. I'm the Red Couch Medium, so you can find me at www.theredcouchmedium.com, and you can book directly from my website. Cassie, where can they find you?
They can find me at Stargazers Unite, helping create brands, logos, and websites that radiate your soul out into the world.
Yay! She's amazing at what she does. So she does all of our graphics. She does so much good stuff. So if you're looking for someone with that talent, Cassie is your girl. If you're looking for someone to connect with your loved ones, contact me, because that's what I do. All right? So thank you for being a part of our second show of the year. We love you all. Until next time. Bye, everybody.
Good people now. Good people now. Good people. Good people now. Good people now. Good people.